Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 6th to the 9th of October 2025. Hello there. How are you this week? Are you well? Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Ree. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks, Rob. Can we get some... Right, before we start...
Because he's gobbing off already. Yes, yes.
No, can we just start by saying we're not here next week? Let's get that elephant out of the room, out of the way. Out of the room, indeed.
Guess out, elephant. Out you go. Chop, chop. Unfortunately, we're both away next week. Yes. I'm glad that everything that happened this week.
Whew.
But we will cover it all. I mean, to be fair, this is going to be the first episode off we've had off in over a year. This is our best run ever.
and we tried it.
We
did. Yes, we tried our best, don't we, as well?
Genuinely tried. And I don't like missing weeks. I'm not going to lie to you. We're martyrs to this podcast. Mm-hmm. We don't like missing weeks. But unfortunately, life gets in the way. And next week...
unfortunately, we're going away and we're going to have a really good time. So sorry about that one.
But obviously, we'll be racked with guilt at the same time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Racked with guilt. Where are you going?
Record day will come and we'll be like, oh, yeah. I'm going to the south of Wales.
That makes it sound posh, but it probably is. Cardiff, that's where you're going.
Yeah, I'm stopping off at Cardiff. We're going pretty much the furthest south of Wales, like near Tenby, Pembrokeshire.
Yeah,
I've never been to Wales, so I'm really excited. I am.
You're excited? Oh, it's clacking. So it is, really. It's clacking.
It is. I hear you told me you enjoyed Cardiff.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I absolutely loved it.
Actually, we're doing quite well.
We'll do the whole podcast like this, so we will. Don't know where I was going there. I went somewhere else. And I'm off to York. So basically, sorry, but we're not here next week. But we will cover everything that happens next week in the following week's podcast, as we normally 100%. Do. Don't you worry. We'll catch you all up. We're sorry about that. Meanwhile, this week, OMG. Quite a week.
Just a bit. Do you know what? After Thursday's episode, I'd totally forgotten what had happened at the start of the week.
I know.
Oh my God, was all the Ben and Callum stuff this week as well?
Yeah.
Thursday's episode was
heavy stuff, man.
Heavy.
The sort that only EastEnders does, and it does it well, right?
Yeah, it sat with me since watching it, I'm going to be honest. Especially as a parent, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Yes.
But holy crap, the world is... Online is a scary place.
Isn't it just? I've said it before, and I will say it again, Ree. I would not want to be a teenager in today's society.
Yeah, or have one.
Yeah, no, none of that, thank you. I'm quite happy with where I am, apart from,
Yeah.
getting older. Don't like that, but I wouldn't want to be a teenager right now, let me tell you.
No, true.
So we have much to discuss, so let's get on with it. Say the words, Ray.
Here we are, this week's Albert Square. Caught me unawares, Rob. Let's get on with it with this week's Albert Square After Dark.
So let's start with talking about Balaam. Balaam, Balaam, Balaam,
Do you
Balaam,
mean
Balaam.
Jalen?
Dad, stop
Jalen?
it. Stop trying to and stop trying to rile people. Okay, so we
Yeah.
had the triumphant return of Ben Mitchell this week. Wow. I mean, so first of all, obviously, the affair needs to come out to people because otherwise, what's the point in having
What's the
an affair
point?
in case there is a big reveal about it, right? Not the most subtle reveal that we've ever had in terms of how it was found out. The affair was
Yeah.
found out basically because Johnny and Callum were snogging in the middle of the Vic, and then Kathy walked in and
And Kathy
discovered them.
walked in,
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
and
it.
was instantly fuming. Which, to be fair, like you're making sausage rolls for your son-in-law's dad's funeral, and then you walk into
Yes.
that. Kind
Yeah.
of got the
I
point,
mean,
but
yeah.
yeah.
I did like Kathy's anger about it. The main fact was that I made you sausage rolls. I'm furious about this. That seemed to be what she was more angry about, which fair,
I mean,
I would say.
fair, yeah,
Yeah, absolutely fair.
fair, I agree.
So that means that Callum realizes that he needs to just sort of pull his finger out and actually do something about this. Was there a side of you that kind of thought that Callum was just trying to sort of pretend that that bit didn't need to happen and that he could just sort of continue and just sort of hold it off?
I think he was probably planning on it coming out at some point, just maybe not at that exact moment. I think
Yeah,
I do
wasn't
believe that he was
ideal.
gonna start telling people, but I mean, they could have been more discreet about it from day dot, let's
This
be
is what I
honest. They've
mean.
not
This is.
exactly not been
No.
flaunting it around, have they?
No, it's not the most
So it
subtle
was
affair
bound
that's
to
ever been
happen.
had. Yeah, exactly.
No. Can I just
Happen.
say something though, who I'm more glad about who we got to see? Stuart, bring him back.
Well, I was
Please
going
bring
to. Yeah,
Stuart back. He
I was going to.
was hardly in it.
I was going to say, well, Stuart's arrival was him sort of leaning out of the taxi window
Yes.
as he arrived, which at first I was kind of like, why is he leaning out of the taxi window? And then thought, because he's Stuart and he's mad, that's why. And I
And he
tell you
said,
what,
we've got one funeral today.
yeah, so Kathy didn't react well, slapped Callum, didn't go well at all, and so that meant that basically everybody found out, and the kind of basic thing was like, yeah, I'll tell Ben, I'll tell Ben, I'll tell Ben. Having said that, at the very start of that episode, we start in a prison, and it's very quickly revealed that Ben is going to the funeral. Now,
Yeah.
I don't know whether it still makes sense that he went, I'll be honest with you.
No. Right, do you know what? It did in a way. He said that he'd snitched on someone in the USA so that he
Yeah, I
could
get
get
that.
transferred.
That's fine. I
Actually,
understand. That's fine. I understand
fair,
that. I
yeah.
understand that. That's absolutely fine.
They are allowed to go to close family members' funerals. So if he
This is my
sold it to
point.
them that it was a close family member,
Maybe.
part that made no sense to me was that he wasn't in handcuffs. Any other time we've seen somebody in a SERP go to a funeral who's from prison, they're in
Yeah.
handcuffs. So
Well,
which bit wasn't true? Were they not always in handcuffs? Should he have been in handcuffs? The worst prison guards on the planet that
oh, of
accompanied
course.
him.
Yeah, of course they will.
What?
I mean, it was the fact that he went to the wake afterwards as well. I was sort of like, is that allowed? Are you allowed to go and socialise? Is that like, is I didn't know about that bit, but hey.
To bar yourself and order
Yeah.
yourself a soft drink, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, he did arrive in handcuffs, and then the handcuffs actually got unlocked so that he could enjoy himself
That's
at
what
the
I
wake.
mean.
Yeah, no,
That's what I
I'm not sure
mean
that bit's
there.
allowed. But then he couldn't have tried to punch anybody if he didn't if he had handcuffs on, did he?
Well, obviously. And I mean, like I say, the worst prison guards on the planet who just didn't stop him. They let
Yeah,
him
exactly.
go. They caught him and then let him
Yeah.
go again. It's like, what are you doing? Anyway,
Not shouldn't there.
yeah. We'll get to all of that.
So the funeral basically is
Yeah.
going on, and Callum is just preparing to say goodbye to his dad. Johnny's by his side, holding his hands, and he's ever so happy that Johnny's there by his side. And then a car pulls up, and Ben steps out. Like I'd miss a good funeral, he says. I mean, right, what I will say is, as
What?
frustrating as I find Ben as a character, I will never take away the fact that I think Max Bowden's very, 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 very good at all.
He
And he
is
was also,
very,
he is very
yeah, he
good, and he
is.
was very good this week, and he hasn't lost Ben either, has he? Because sometimes
No.
you'll get a return, and it's sort of like, oh, they've forgotten how to play that character a little bit, but not at all, I would say.
No, I agree. I were actually thinking that all the way throughout it. I was like, it's Ben. He's Bent
Yeah,
back, brilliant.
with a
Like I've
beard.
never been away.
Yeah, with a beard. He's grown a beard.
With a
That's
beard, yeah.
about the only difference. So yeah, they're at the wake. And what I quite liked was the fact that there didn't need to be any sort of real word spoken about it, but Ben very kind of quickly worked out exactly what was going on. Because Callum sort of says to him, okay, I've sort of been seeing somebody. And Ben tries to get out of him who it is. And then the silence sort of tells its own story. And then he just leaps at Johnny, and Stuart has to step in, and it all gets very messy.
Yes, doesn't it? Well, he does give us when he's saying to him, "Who is it?" Callum looks straight over at Johnny, and he's
Yeah.
like, "Of course, makes sense."
Subtlety is not Callum's strong point in this sort of thing, is
It's
it?
really not, is it? So, how do you feel now? So, when Ben first turned up,
Yeah.
Callum genuinely looked happy to see him and
Yeah, it's just the thing. This is.
overjoyed
I don't
and.
know about overjoyed. I think he was a little bit
I
sort of
thought he
like.
was.
I don't know about overjoyed. I'm sure people would argue with me, but I don't. I didn't sense
I
overjoyed. Yeah, well, nothing new there. I would
am.
sense that he was more sort of concerned that, oh, this needs to happen now, does it? Oh, I see. This is the conversation that needs to happen now. But then, Ben did sort of pull him straight into a kiss, and I didn't sense that Callum particularly pulled away from that.
This is what I
And
mean. He seemed very happy out when he first
yeah.
saw him. It weren't like I. It's not like he filled with dread instantly and were like, uh-oh. It was like he was genuinely happy to see him at first.
At first, yeah.
Sorry.
The conversation they had later, though, this is what I mean. Well, I don't think that Callum and Johnny are long for the world. I really, really don't. Because when
Yeah.
Ben turns around and said, "Well, do you love him?" You could have parked a Boeing 777 in the gap that was left between Ben asking that question and Callum going, "Yeah, I do love him. Yeah."
Oh, and see, I believed him, and I thought Callum didn't want to admit it because he didn't want to hurt Ben. So you were like, oh, I don't want to tell him, but yeah, I do. That's how I read that situation.
I don't know. This is the thing, though. That
Kind
we're
of.
clearly being we're, it's being sold as like this affair was wrong. Obviously, it was wrong. It's an affair. The affairs are wrong.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Don't worry, we know that. And then it's. I just don't think that it was. I think seeing Ben again will have reminded Callum, oh, it's Ben. I love Ben, and all of that kind of thing. I just felt a bit. I felt sorry for Johnny, frankly. I felt Johnny dealt with the situation
Oh,
quite well,
I actually
but.
felt sorry for Ben.
Did you?
Really
No,
sorry for
I
Ben.
did feel sorry for Ben.
Yeah.
I did feel sorry for Ben. I won't lie to you because, he has sort of arrived back in the country and he's seeing all his family around him back in the Vic. I mean, that'll teach you to go back to Walford because that's what happens in Walford. You set foot in Walford and misery absolutely drowns you. And that's exactly what
Yes.
happened because he discovers that his marriage is basically over. That his husband has been having an affair with someone that he used to sleep with. The fact that his whole family knew about it.
Which, in fairness, they'd literally found out that morning. Well, oh no,
Still
actually, Phil
hadn't.
knew, didn't he? Yeah, no,
Phil
true.
knew.
Well, still,
Imagine
they
Phil.
explain it though.
Phil's had his own stuff going on, to be fair. So Ben appears to sort of say, well, if he treats you well and you love him, I guess we're getting a divorce then, fine. And then sort of leaves the pub. And then that's the sort of the last scene between Ben and Callum.
Yeah. Kind of leaves it as if he's like trying to say, well, you deserve something better than me, and I've treated you poorly, clearly. Do you know what, right? And I'm going to say something that's probably going to be a bit controversial, but I'm going to
How
say it.
unlike you.
Right. Well, at what point? So for me, I know this is going to seem so screwed up that I'm saying this. I don't justify an affair. I think the affair is wrong, and I stand by it that he should have split
But.
with Ben before he had an affair. Well, no, actually, I'm more leaning towards still going on that point. But,
Right.
right, had Ben gone to jail for like something a bit more aggressive,
Like
like
murder, yeah.
murder or ABH, GBH or something,
Yeah.
would an affair feel a bit more justified rather than he's
Credit
only gone
card
in for a bit
fraud.
of fraud? Couldn't you have
Yeah.
waited, Callum? Do you
Yeah,
know what I
no.
mean,
Yeah, I know
though?
what you mean. I fully know what you mean. The thing is, we also know that Ben has sort of been like quite a, he's been in fights and stuff in prison, so he's not exactly behaving
Yeah.
himself there, is he? And the fact that he quite
Still managed to
cheerfully.
get back to UK
Well, this
though.
is what I mean. And the fact that somebody else, he grassed somebody up to get himself out of prison, like he's not ever going to get released for good behaviour, I would argue. Ever. No
No.
matter
So
where he
how are
is.
they going to make it that he gets? Is he getting released then?
He will at some point, all right?
Or is
Like
this
this.
just to give Ballum closure?
Maybe. Did you see that? I didn't sense that it was closure between Ben and Callum at all. I really didn't. I didn't sense that this is the end of Balham.
I do feel like they're going to get divorced, though.
Oh, they might
I
get
feel
divorced.
like that's going to go all the way through, but then they might get remarried again.
Yeah, they
Why
will do
wouldn't
the
they?
divorce. They will do the
Yeah.
divorce, which will kind of put a pin in it until Ben comes back full time, which is
Yes.
going to happen
Yes.
at some point, right?
Yes.
And then they'll begin this massive war between Johnny and Ben and all of this kind of thing. I mean, I was half expecting by the end of the week for Ben to be sort of talking to Phil on the phone or something and say, "I want him dead, get him sorted," or something like that. I was expecting a bit of continuation from it rather than what appeared to be Ben kind of sadly accepting what was happening and seems to have kind of put Callum and Johnny on the right path. But then at the same time, even when Ben had gone, I just didn't sense that Callum wanted to be with Johnny at that exact moment. Like he was like, "Oh, I want to be on my own," and all this kind of thing. And it was sort of like, you know, if you really, really, really wanted to be with Johnny and you love him that much at that moment, you would have just been like, "Yeah, that was tough, but let's walk off into the sunset together, hand in hand," you know?
Yeah, I agree, but like you said before, maybe the fact that he's seen Ben face to face has made all these feelings resurface, so
This
now
is what I
he's going to
mean.
start doubting.
Yeah.
But it's like we say, it depends whether Ben's coming back. I agree, I think maybe they're going to get divorced. Callum and Johnny will have the thing, then Ben will get released, and then it'll be back to Balham, and we'll have
I
that
also
nice
think,
little war, like you
yeah,
said.
I also
Yeah.
think Johnny's going to do something silly. I don't know what it would be, but something will happen to put Callum off him or something like
Yeah,
that. You know what I
fair.
mean?
Yeah, I
And
can
then
see
Callum will
that.
feel then what it would be, because Johnny actually, in many ways, is an ideal boyfriend. In many ways, it would seem. I don't think
Yeah, well,
he
he's a law abider as well, isn't he? He's
mind
a
you,
woman lawyer, like.
I say he's an ideal boyfriend. The way he broke up with Felix wasn't ideal, so maybe I'm talking crap. He wasn't an ideal
Yeah,
boyfriend
there
then
is that.
whatsoever. Yeah.
I was surprised when Callum said that he did love Johnny, and you're saying you weren't convinced. So why do you think Callum in that moment said that to Ben? Why not say, no, I don't love him yet, or something instead?
Because I feel because it at that moment it's the only thing you can say, I think. Like, why else are we having this conversation?
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Like, I feel like
Like to
Callum would.
justify the affair, to
Yeah,
be
because
like,
Callum.
yeah, actually, it's a love. It's not
Yeah,
just
I know, it's totally
affair,
love. Yeah,
like a,
we've got the
yeah.
kids' names planned and everything.
Right.
Like,
Okay. Yeah.
because, you know, everyone knows about it, and Callum has been talking the big game up to this point and saying to Johnny, "Right, no, I want us to go public. I want us to be us. Yeah, you're the one I want." You know, and Johnny was there when Jono died. I feel like that was quite a psychologically important moment for their relationship.
Yeah, true.
And you know, the lie that Johnny told, I feel like came from a good place. So it's not like he particularly deceived Callum in any other way. So I feel like Callum feels like he's in a good place with Johnny, but I can just see that, you know, Ben being there, he suddenly realizes that he quite likes men with beards and realizes that they need to be together or something. Something like that will happen. Johnny will do something really minute that will mess it all up, and that will be enough for Callum to realize, actually, you know, you're not the one I want to be with, is my prediction.
Yeah, I can see all that happening. Just what will it be?
What will it be? The only other thing with Ben is there was a really nice scene between Ben and Phil in the prison because they went to visit Ben and Kathy.
Yes.
Not very often do you get scenes with Phil, Kathy, and Ben as a triangle, because
Yeah, as a family.
as a family, you don't often
Yeah.
see Phil and Kathy working together as parents.
No, you don't, to be fair. So it was actually a really good scene. I really
Yeah.
enjoyed it, actually.
And Phil, you know, it's
Phil opening
basically,
up, yeah.
yeah, it was good. It was really, really good stuff. And then sort of Ben goes back to his cell and he's sort of, you know, he's still got the picture of Callum on the wall. It's not over by a long shot, let me tell you. It's not over.
I feel like Ben's going to be a martyr to the situation, though. I think we're
Ben,
meant to
never.
feel like I feel like we're supposed to feel like Ben has such low self-esteem about himself that he's like, in inverted commas, allowing Callum to go and have the relationship with Johnny because Ben is not worthy of Callum. So we're going to have all of this struggle, which is inevitably going to make Callum feel even more guiltier that Ben feels that way.
Course it is, of course it is. So, I mean, watch this space, I would say. I think Matt Bowden is doing a play this year. I think I saw that he's going, I think he's on tour or something this year. So, give it a year. Maybe next Christmas we might be seeing Ben again. I could see that happening, him walking in, you know, probably Ben and Callum getting married or something.
Yes,
I
I'm
could
just
see,
going to say that. They'll be getting married. Ben will walk in. He'll be there. Has anybody got any objections? Ben will walk
I'm
in.
not too happy about it. And then Duff Duff and then
But carry
Ballon,
on.
wet
You look
knickers everywhere
beautiful,
from the Ballon
Lexi.
fans. All that sort of thing. That's all gonna happen. With Lexi, I mean, what could you see happening here? I
I'm
don't
not
think she's gonna
sure.
like Johnny too much. I can see her being quite a problem child.
I was wondering if they were kind of half writing her out with Jay, you know, with how they've been talking this week.
Could
I
be.
feel like we'd miss Lexi if they did that,
I mean,
but.
it feels weird. I feel like she wouldn't be, because she has got more family on the square, hasn't she, rather than going off with Jay. But they need to sort of address the fact that why would Jay leave Lexi at this moment? So I feel like that's going to have to be sort of addressed at
Definitely.
some point. Like, we know he's at his granddad's, but that's all we know at the moment. I feel like they need to sort of make it a little bit more of a final statement about Jay before
I
very
agree.
much more time has passed.
I think Lexi will be hurt at first, and then I think she'll end up just loving Johnny, if I'm honest with you.
Probably. I just
Yeah,
yeah, no, I can see her being a being an
do you
issue
think
until Ben returns. I really can.
they always make her quite mature though?
Oh,
That
she's more
like
mature
that
than
seems
anybody
to
else
be
in their
her.
family.
Well, with that being a USP, maybe she's just going to be like, yeah, fair enough. Callum, like, my dad's in prison. He shouldn't have gone to prison, should he? So crack on. I don't know. I
I don't
feel like
know.
she might be more
I don't
understanding.
know. I feel like this might be the beginning of Lexi becoming a Mitchell.
I'm here for it if it is.
We shall see. We shall see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to Harry and Kojo. So, on to Harry, Ravi, and Kojo now. Now, both Harry and Kojo have returned from their trips. I think we thought that Harry was going to be away for longer than he was, but anyway, away for the weekend.
They did say 2 nights, and I was like, oh, they're going to make it carry over into next week somehow that they stay longer. But yeah, it was literally 2 nights for the
Honestly,
sounds
I
of it.
wasn't expecting Harry to stay. I wasn't expecting to see Harry this week.
Yeah.
So, in that weekend, Kojo is we talk, I think I would use the word brainwashed by this point, I would say.
Groomed? He's
Yeah,
been
groomed
groomed,
works as well.
maybe?
What was
Buying
up with him?
presents and stuff.
Had he taken drugs, or was he just very, very tired?
I was confused by this because I thought he'd taken something, but I think it was just that he'd not slept and he'd not eaten and he'd not
Yeah,
drank.
he was
But
like a
what
zombie,
was,
bless him.
because he was just, where did they go again? I can't even remember
I
where they
can't
said they
remember where they said
went.
they'd gone, but he'd been on some sort of job or something because Oakley had been with him, so he wasn't exactly, he hadn't gone to Alton Towers, has he?
I mean, did what, were Oki not sleeping or eating or drinking on this
Well,
trip though as well?
Oaky's probably off his face on something, so he doesn't need to sleep, and he
I
can
don't
just
need
handle it
it.
better,
Sleep for the
clearly.
week.
Yeah,
Maybe he did give
exactly.
him some then.
Maybe he
Maybe.
did. Well, as a consequence to whatever was going on with Kojo, he later collapses at work. I quite enjoyed Kojo referring to Phil as Mr. Mitchell. I don't think he's done that before, but he's now calling Phil Mr. Mitchell, which, you know, works for Kojo's character, I
I
think.
thought he had called it him before. I've
No,
never,
because
I can't
no,
recall him
we've
calling him Phil.
No, I remembered it because you know when he stayed the night at Phil's and Phil said, "No, you can stay here." He was like, "Oh, thanks, Phil." So I couldn't remember him calling him Mr. Mitchell before.
Then maybe it's a work thing out of like
Maybe.
respect when he's at
I can
work. He calls
understand
him
that.
Mr. Mitchell. Yeah,
Fair, I
can
can
see
understand
that.
that. But anyway, the collapse is enough to kind of make Harry realize that this has gone far enough.
Yeah.
As if that was the only sign he needed to know that this had gone quite
This is the
far enough.
catalyst.
This is the catalyst. Straw that broke the camel's back. Kojo's collapsed again. So he goes over to Ravi and says, like, enough. Leave Kojo out of this. And Ravi's like, lol, no. And then kicks him out, basically. Nicola's away. We don't know where Nicola is. She's just done a flit somewhere. She just wasn't in this week at all.
This was all a bit, it felt a bit like Laura Doddington maybe went somewhere, not that I want to speculate, but it felt like they just kind of shoved Teddy in and it should have been her, I feel
Well, I'll
like,
tell you what,
then.
Nicola wouldn't have done what Teddy did.
Well, I don't think Teddy would have done what Teddy did either, if I'm honest
I
with
don't
you.
know. I don't know. So Teddy goes
Really?
round to the flat. He nicks Harry's keys and he goes round to the flat and leaves a camera in there. His idea is to blackmail Ravi with what he's discovered. Not a bad idea in itself, but the camera is discovered within about 5 minutes because it is the size of a satellite dish.
Yeah, and it's not remotely well hidden at
No,
all.
he's put it next to one of Kojo's taxis, which obviously Kojo is going to discover because Kojo likes taxis. Because Oki says to him that they're going to go to a car show. I don't believe that Kojo is going to see a single car while he's there, by the way.
We might on the road to,
I mean, he might on the
dropping
road,
the
but that's
drugs
about
off.
it. Yeah, that's about it. And he goes, right, I need to take my cars with me, which is low-key adorable. And goes straight to one of his taxis on the top of the shelf and discovers the camera. He's like, what's this? So as a consequence, the situation has now become 10 times worse because Ravi is sort of like, well, I'm assuming this wasn't George. It doesn't seem his style. Basically, a confrontation between Harry and Ravi. We don't discover what the consequences of this are going to be.
No, I honestly, I've got so many problems with it. I still stand by that Teddy wouldn't do this. I don't think Teddy would do something like this, if I'm honest with you.
I don't know. I feel like the idea in itself was sound, but just the execution was terrible.
You reckon? I feel like when they came in, we're supposed to believe that this family of Mitchells have got all their own like hard men and stuff, and that they can
I don't know,
defeat
actually. I felt
people
like
like Ravi and take them on. Do you not think that they are
I felt
tough enough though?
Nicola was probably the one that you could that it, I think it was very relevant that Nicola wasn't there. If Nicola had been there this week, this wouldn't have happened. Because I think Harry would have gone straight to Nicola anyway, but Nicola wasn't there.
I also feel like Nicola don't care enough about Kojo though to do anything at the
That's
same
true.
time.
That's true. Yeah.
Whereas
Yeah.
Teddy is a bit more empathetic towards Kojo's involvement.
Well,
Nicola's
both of
still
them.
like, well, he got you in this mess in first place, Harry. That's what she keeps saying, isn't it?
Yeah, which she ain't wrong. She ain't wrong. Yeah, so the situation is just even worse now. I mean, this whole thing is just, it's going on a bit, this storyline, isn't it? It's quite a
Yeah, it is.
long, it's quite a long-winded storyline, this. I would kind of like the next stage of it to sort of arrive because we feel like we've sort of been going around in circles a little bit with it recently.
It needs to lead to something quite big as well. The ending needs to be quite big, I
Yeah.
feel, because it's gone on for so long. A part of me just thought that they'd done it all just for the gun to happen. Like, I was like,
Yeah.
is that all what this was? But they've carried it on.
Yeah.
Because they could have easily just stopped here with Kojo. When Nicholas bought Harry out, that could have been the end of it. So I feel like it needs to be something a lot bigger that happens now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it in the sense that I'm liking Kojo having something really meaty to do. I like Kojo having a big storyline to himself. This is good. And to be fair, this whole thing of cuckooing is like,
Kojo.
yeah,
Cuckooing, yeah.
is a big sort of a thing. So it's
Yeah,
important that
it
that's
is too.
covered. So on that side, I don't mind it at all. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, I'm very much ready for the next stage of a storyline to sort of happen now. And I don't actually know what that would be. I don't kind of because it
No.
feels like we've had sort of mini sort of glimpses of what it could be in terms of, you know, Oki getting himself beaten up, Nicola stepping forward and removing Harry from the process. And now, so what happens now? Is it just going to really sort of directly focus on Kojo? But now Harry seems to be, I can see Ravi saying, well, you're back in now because of what happened.
This is what I'm thinking, because Ravi somehow deduces that it was Teddy who's left the camera there, which, all right, fair enough, we did go around and have a go at him. But then
Yeah.
Harry just takes the rap again, which I'm not entirely sure why. I would have just sat there denying anything to
All
do with it.
involvement. Yeah, of course you would. Of course you
And
would.
it's definitely nothing to do with my dad. So, yeah, like you say, does that now mean that Harry's back in the game, or is he just going to beat him up? I figured that was what it
Is
was,
that going to be
but then
enough
what do
though?
you
Because that doesn't,
achieve?
yeah, he doesn't really achieve anything because Ravi knows full well that Harry wants Kojo out of this and the fact that he wants all of his stuff at the flat to end. Beating Harry up's not going to really solve anything. And also, I feel like beating Harry up is going to get Nicola on his back as well, and that's the one thing he doesn't want.
But she's gone, hasn't she? So I think that's
For
why.
now, but she
Maybe
might
I'm
be back
wrong.
next
Maybe
week.
that is why she's gone now, so that
Yeah.
they can go, right, well, he ain't got Nicola to save him, so what's going to happen? Teddy's
Maybe, but
involved now, though.
he has, but not seen Teddy for weeks.
I did think
Weeks
this when
and
it came on,
weeks.
and I thought, is it bad that we didn't miss him? Like, I
I mean, I
didn't
don't know.
realise that he'd not been there
I
until I
don't
saw
mind
him
Teddy.
again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Teddy. I just feel like I just want to know where the storyline's going. I'm just sort of
Yeah, I
confused as to
agree.
what the ultimate outcome of this storyline is going to be. Like, I get the issue that they're talking about here, but it's sort of like I don't get how it climaxes at this point at all.
No, I can't figure it out, because I feel like Kojo's been in enough of these situations, but maybe it is. Maybe he's going to be on the road. He's going to get arrested, maybe. But then if he gets arrested for it, won't Kojo get deported?
Yeah, that's the big thing about
Is
it.
that
Yeah,
what it's going to be?
that's the whole sole reason why they haven't gone to the police about this.
Yeah. So is that maybe where it's leading to? But
Maybe
having
it's all
said
a
that,
Kojo
isn't the
exit, you
flat
reckon?
in possibly, or is it the fact that it's all in George's name? The flat is George somehow going to
George
get.
gonna get arrested. I mean, I can see
Yeah.
them. I can see Walford Police deciding that George needs to be arrested in this
Yeah,
scenario,
totally.
100%. Because I suppose actually, Ravi could say, "Well, George owns the house, and actually, he was fully aware of what was going on, so he's fully involved, actually."
Yeah, I
So,
could see that.
yeah.
And obviously, Gina and Harry, that's going to end badly, isn't it?
Which is a shame
Anna's
because they're quite
leaving
likely together.
soon.
She
She
is,
going to
yeah.
get wrapped up in it somehow?
Maybe. Collateral.
Mm.
We shall see. Okay, before we get on to the big Joel storyline, let's have a little bit of a discussion about Suki and Eve. Suki and Eve, is this a soap thirstery? I think it might be. Lesbian couple adopting? Might be.
I can't recall any that I could like across any of the soaps. I could be wrong though. I
I'm
don't know
sure
about Home and Away. We're classing them as they're not UK soaps, so
we're classing them as a soap, yeah, because they are a
yeah,
soap, yeah.
they're a soap, but I wouldn't
But yeah,
know.
I mean, I don't actually, I don't know if I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure
Soaps.
that it's not been done before in a
It's
soap.
not been
It
done in EastEnders,
certainly hasn't been done in
right? Let's
EastEnders.
definitely not been done in EastEnders.
Whether it's a good idea for Suki and Eve is a completely different matter. I low key loved the scene where Suki sort of broached the issue to the family, and they all turned around and went, "What are you talking about? You're a shit parent."
What an awful idea. You're a terrible mother.
You're a terrible mother,
I
and
mean,
this
you're
is
not
something you
wrong.
definitely should do. I mean, it was a bit harsh, I thought. Like,
Yeah,
literally
but
turn around
who?
going, one's in prison, one's dead, one ate you, and I'm here because I'm stuck here, says Vinny. So,
Well, I get it, but I don't think they'd have been that harsh had the stuff with Avani not gone on. I
maybe,
think they're all still
yeah.
very raw.
But
Like,
then
they've
they've all moved back in.
unwillingly. It's only
Overall,
because they're
yeah.
like, it's either this or a stinky B&B.
Yeah, which fair.
Essentially, is what they
Yeah,
said.
and we know
So,
from Cindy, the B&Bs around Walford are not great places to stay.
exactly. So they're not there because they want to be there. So
Yeah.
they're all still very annoyed about the Avani situation. Except for Avani, I feel like, who's the most
Havani's over
understanding
it.
in it all.
Havani's
Yeah.
over it. She really is. So.
I feel like Eve would be a good mum though.
I
I feel
think she'd be an
like just
excellent mum.
because
She's
I
very,
think
very
she's
motherly.
actually
Yeah.
yes, she's very
She could.
maternal
Yeah,
considering
she
she
could.
considers herself not to be.
Yeah,
Yeah.
considering that Suki has had, what, four kids? Eve
Yeah.
is already 10 times more maternal than Suki has ever been. But
But Suki is maternal,
in a
but
very twisted way.
she's mind you though, she has had a moment where she's not been remotely maternal where she could have
Yeah,
been in
you know,
fairness.
like sending one of your sons to prison. In fact,
Well, yeah, that one thing.
letting one rot in prison for no reason whatsoever.
And letting another one run off because she's bisexual and then you
Yeah.
end up being a lesbian.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
so
yeah, when you
maternal,
put it like
so
that, actually,
maternal. Yeah,
maybe Priya had a point.
maybe it is a bad idea. But Eve has decided that actually, the seed that Suki planted in her head about potentially being a mother, she actually quite likes this seed. A beanstalk may grow.
Yes.
So she decides, because they've sort of been kicking a ball around of like, are we going to sort of talk about stuff? Are we going to get back to.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Together, what's
Yeah.
going on? Because Suki, you know, fair enough, is sort of like, can we talk? Because we haven't spoken
Yeah.
in months, so can we
Yeah.
talk, please? So they go and sit in the Albert and have a conversation. And Eve basically says, look, I want to adopt. You put the seed in my head. So actually, if anything, I feel like Suki kind of owes it to Eve now to just go through with this because
Well, she
of
planted the
everything that
seed,
happened.
didn't
Yeah,
she?
exactly.
Talk about all or nothing. They were split up 1 minute ago, and within 5 minutes, let's adopt.
Yeah,
Like,
I just.
Maybe sort your stuff out first.
But
It
I'm
can be
just.
bubbling in the background as an idea, perhaps, but
It
like you've
can.
literally been split up for all this time, or
Yeah, but
separated, shall we say.
this is also what Suki wanted, though.
Yeah, it
So
is.
why is. I mean, I get why she's having doubts, but at the same time, it's sort of like, why are you having doubts then, Suki? Because this is what you wanted.
Because
This is the
everyone's telling her
dreams.
what a shit mum she's
Oh,
always
people have
been, I
been saying that.
guess.
People have been saying that to her since the day she arrived. She's
True,
used to
true.
that.
Maybe because she'd got her hopes up and now she's like, I don't want. She felt so hurt, you know, when she realised that Avani had had the abortion. She doesn't want to feel that pain in case
Maybe.
something goes wrong, maybe.
I maybe. I mean,
They were
so they're
talking
not.
about. Sorry, I'm going to say they were
Yeah.
talking about the legal side of things because obviously Eve's been to prison before and they were saying, are you even allowed to adopt if you've been to prison?
And it's a
And
good
Eve were
point,
like,
are you?
take it. Well, she did say they take into consideration like what it were for or you've saved your
What
time and things.
if one of you's covered up a murder? Is that is does that kind of put things in doubt?
Well, yeah, I would
I would
think
have thought
so.
so. I would have thought
Yeah.
so. Yeah, so presumably this is now the next chapter of Suki Eve. They're going to sort of go down this adoption process. Now, does this mean that they're going to have a little one, or are they going to sort of end up doing more of a fostering sort of thing where, you know, they have troublesome teenagers, or what do we
Interesting.
reckon?
I feel like they wanted to do it. I think the way that Eve was talking is like she wanted to do it with a younger child, like she wanted to go from start from
Yeah,
scratch, so
she
to
wants to do the
speak.
whole mother experience, doesn't she? I mean, actually thinking about it, there is no way that either of them will be allowed to foster at all, surely.
No. Well, yeah, but if they can't foster, then surely they can't adopt,
I would
right?
have thought that the two kind of go hand in hand, to be fair. So then that would leave sort of artificial insemination. Is that the next? Was that the only other option?
What, having their own? Well, yeah,
Yeah.
because I don't know, would they, what is their age? I don't know the success rate when you're past a certain
Look at
age with like
Sharon, is
IVF
all I
and
would say to
stuff.
that.
Oh, and Denise, I mean,
But
she's got to
yeah.
Phil,
Go to
actually.
Phil.
She's got
Oh,
to
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah.
He's
One of you have
going to
sex
be
with
all
Phil,
right.
you'll be pregnant with octuplets.
I feel like they both want to adopt. I don't know if they'd
Yeah.
go down the IVF route, actually. We've kind of just had that with Sonia as well. Not that I'm
Yeah,
saying you can't have more than
yeah,
one
that's true.
IVF baby,
That's
but you
true.
know.
Yeah. Have you ejaculated recently? Yeah, I know that. Yeah. So
What was that relevant
that's
to?
what that doctor said to Reese, wasn't it?
Oh,
I remember
what
watching
are you
that
on
line.
about,
I remember
Rob?
watching that line at 6 o'clock in the morning and spat my tea out because I wasn't expecting it that early in the day. So yeah, that's kind of seems to be where we're at. Suki and Eve are basically back together now, which is nice because they do work together really, really well. And actually, they kind of they're great on screen together. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're right. I can totally see Eve as a motherly figure because she's been quite a motherly figure all throughout her time on the squares, you know, to all the Slater kids. And actually, when she was having scenes, I think it was last week when she was having scenes with Jean as well. Like, she was even quite motherly towards Jean, making sure that she'd had her meds and everything. So she is, in many ways, an ideal mother. She will be fantastic.
With Lily as well, with Lily and
Yeah.
Charlie, she's always there for them. I
Yeah.
just feel like they need to just slow down. Like, you've just been separated. Now you're talking about adopting a kid together.
It
Just
seems
chill
like a
out a
deal
bit.
breaker for Eve at this point, though, doesn't it? Because I think it's sort of like, you've done this, you've made me think this, so you kind of owe it to me now to go through with this.
I feel like Suki, with a fresh start, though, with a new child, I actually think that should be okay now.
Yeah,
Although saying that, she did just try and buy Ivani's baby, so.
she's
Has
not
she really
really.
changed that
Is it not really?
much?
She's not. I mean,
She had before all of that, though. Do you remember us saying we were like,
yeah.
oh, this is not the Suki we know. She wouldn't do this. She wouldn't do this anymore. And then she did it.
Yeah, ruthless
Yeah.
Suki is still there in the background lurking. So I don't know. We'll see where this goes. I don't think it's going to be a smooth journey either way, but we'll see. We'll see. Right, let's get on to the big topic of conversation this week, and that would be Joel. So on to Joel. Wow. Max Murray, Alice Haig, stand up, take awards, all the awards, very, very good,
Agreed.
excellent. Wow. I mean, what were your immediate thoughts on Thursday's episode?
Right, okay. Let's start at the beginning, shall
It's a
we?
very good place to start, as the song goes.
Did Amy hit Joel?
Probably.
So she hit
Probably.
him in what way? So it was just interesting that that's how they started it and that we didn't see it.
I
I
thought that
found it
was
interesting that we
interesting.
didn't see it.
Mm.
I
I
was
thought it was
half
quite.
expecting a flashback and that we were going to see what actually happened, but we didn't need to.
I feel like actually the whole point of that was sort of like, does it matter what she did? Because when you look at Joel, but then also, I also think that there was an element on Thursday's episode where it wasn't supposed to be completely black and white.
True. It was just interesting though, because it was like there were a few times where people were saying to Amy, you started it. And like Denise said, it don't matter who started it. He shouldn't have pushed her. He pushed her into a road, didn't he?
Do you know what though? I feel like if anything, Amy was self-defending from the very moment that, because apparently the actual physical stuff happened outside of school. But I would
Yes.
argue that, and I be fully believe that this is what Joel did. He put this video on and was staring at Amy as though what was
Yes.
going on in that video was either
There's
what he was doing
important
to,
context,
yeah, completely like that was an attack in itself because he was
Yeah, I
doing that.
agree.
He was doing that at Amy, basically either saying, this is what I'm going to do to you, or imagine that's being done to you, or something like that.
Intimidating her.
Yeah.
We were
So,
intimidating her, weren't they?
yeah.
So her response has been to react in the
Yeah.
way that she has. I totally agree.
All of it self-defense. I quite liked the sort of the format of Thursday's episode. It was very, it reminded me of the consent episode from a few years back with Ruby and all that. Do you remember that
Oh
one?
yeah, definitely, actually, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually thought that this one was better than that, even because actually what it did was really tackle a very, very relevant issue at the moment that actually doesn't have as much understanding as you think it does. And so they were able to sort of have different characters voicing different views. And there will be viewers that will have, unlike the consent episode, I would argue, there will be people that agreed with some of the stuff that was being said by the likes of Priya, Sharon, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see, but that's kind of part of the discussion, isn't it? That was kind of the point of it. I found it interesting that that a lot of it was about the parents with the male children versus the parents with the female children. Did you notice that little dynamic? Except for Kim, who obviously was just kind of in the middle of it. It didn't affect any. I know Denzel was somewhat involved, but it didn't affect him directly anyway. So she didn't. But I feel like Kim would have still stuck up. We've seen a few comments about like Sharon being quite out of character
See,
and all
now I
this.
don't think that was out of character for Sharon at all. I
I
really don't.
agree, and I think we're going to be on the same point with that. Do you feel like she was just backing Vicky publicly?
I feel like she was backing Vicky,
That's what I thought it was.
but also I believe what was also going on there was A, Sharon, we at no point saw Sharon get the full picture of actually what had happened. At that point, all Sharon thought had happened was a bit of a push and fight between two teenagers and a bit of a mucky video had gone on the screen, right? I don't think she was that fully aware of what had gone on. And there were a lot of people saying that, seeing as what Sharon has gone through in her life in terms of domestic violence and all that kind of thing, that she would be really, really against it right from the start. But I also kind of think that Sharon is the sort of person who would turn around and say, yeah, no, I've experienced proper male violence, you know? So I wonder whether she would think that there's an element of the kids being a little bit snowflakey about it and they're trying to sort of amplify it to what she
Interesting.
has experienced.
No, I understand what you're saying there. In her way, in her eyes, it's you think that's bad.
Yeah,
This is what happened to
exactly.
me, kind of thing.
Exactly. I kind of wonder if it was there was
See,
a
and
bit of that at
I don't.
play.
I felt like I did feel like some of it was a bit like when not out of character. Sorry, like when they said about oh, is that it? Just a dirty video, and I thought, yeah, but. Actually, that isn't, you're downplaying that a bit too much. But I just felt like it was all a bit of a, I need to defend Vicky publicly. That's how I felt she was reacting. Not that she necessarily believed what she was saying.
But then
A
she.
bit like what Vicky's been doing. That's what Vicky's been doing, really. Behind closed doors, she's giving it massively to both Ross and Joel, but publicly, she's kind of defending him.
Yeah, but then even when they were having that conversation outside the Vic and there was no arguing going on, it was just basically a bit of a
No,
debate.
I
You
believe
still
that
had
as well.
you still had Sharon on that side of the things, and I feel like she is
Yeah,
the
well,
sort of
like a
person.
wolf whistle. Yeah.
Which of course she does, you know. And I think there was a very much a sort of generational thing going on there. And this is the thing with all this kind of thing. This whole sort of manosphere thing is still a relatively new issue that I think some people just haven't caught up with yet.
Yeah. It's
And go on.
like an extreme version of The documentary as well, we've got to mention
Oh,
that
the
at some point.
documentary
But
was fantastic. Yeah.
the psychologist on there said herself, like, misogyny's been around for a long time,
Yeah, this is just a new
but
form of it.
this is a new form. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
she's
but this is
evolved.
the digital form of
Yeah.
misogyny, isn't
Yeah.
it? Which
Yeah.
is brand new to everyone, arguably.
Of course it is. And also, I think what the main problem is that actually this whole thing on its own would be something that possibly could be dealt with a little bit easier. But unfortunately, in today's sort of hot world, temperature-wise, you've also got the branch that also goes across to the words free speech, which
Yeah.
makes it 10 times more difficult to deal with because there's a whole sort of political ideology around the whole thing as well. So that
Yeah.
makes it so much harder to stop because you can just literally, it seems that what you can actually do a lot these days is say, well, it's my free speech. I'm entitled to say that. It's free speech. And so people sort of struggle with what to do with that then.
Yeah, I agree. It were interesting, actually. Sorry, I'm going a bit off like the topic of this. Well, no, it's not off the topic, but the documentary again. And they showed the statement from TikTok at the end. Did you see where they said that
Yeah.
they remove anything and they don't have anything to do with misogyny on the platform? And I'm like,
Yeah.
who are you kidding? Do you know what I mean? And I'm half debating deleting TikTok after seeing that documentary. I'm going to be honest with you,
It's
and boycotting.
I
And
mean
I
I'm not
love
really
TikTok.
Yeah, I mean I'm not
But it's
really
a load
on
of
TikTok.
crap. I've reported stuff and it don't get
Yeah.
taken
Of
down.
course it doesn't. And
I've reported so many things on there
yeah,
in the
and saying
past
that
and they
Andrew
don't get
Tate is
taken down.
banned from TikTok. Yeah, I'm sure he is personally. Doesn't stop anybody
Personally, yeah,
staring
not
or
his
sharing all his
content.
stuff, does it? And it's not the first time that I've seen this sort of I'm going to pretend to be a 14-year-old boy on TikTok and sort of
Yes.
see what it gives me. It's not the first time I've seen that experiment, and
No,
both
same.
results were exactly the same.
Scary.
Yeah.
And that is
Terrifying.
specifically TikTok as well, that.
Yeah. So how the hell do you stop your kids from absorbing that? It's in their phones.
Well,
You can't do anything about that other than ban them from their phones, and that practically isn't a thing you can do these days because you want your kid also to be safe so that you have their mobile phones on them so that you and them you can be in contact with one another whenever it needs to happen.
And I dare say all these parental like locks and things that you can put on kids' devices, they can get the way through him. I were better at technology than my parents when I were like 13, 14. I knew how to set the computer up better than them.
Yeah.
We'd be there Googling it, us parents going, how do I put that on right? Those kids will
Yeah.
be like, yeah, take that off straight
Yeah,
away.
exactly. Of course they
They'll know
would.
how
Of
to
course
do
they
all
would. Of
that.
course they would. Yeah, this is something that needs to be addressed from a much higher level than is actually being like the people that have been blamed for it at the moment, the parents, all right? Yeah, there are some parents that need to take more responsibility, this sort of thing, Ross included. But at the same time, it's sort of like this goes to a much higher level where people need to actually make things happen. And the
But
problem
I don't
with
know how.
Yeah, and what was that? What was really quoted in this documentary, which I found fascinating, which sort of sums it all up, is that this whole sort of manosphere is purely a financial market. It's sort of like these things are really clickable, and clickable things get you money, and it's as simple as that. Unfortunately, the thing that you're making them click is really, really toxic and dangerous.
Do you know, I thought watching the storyline itself, so like how I gotta keep wanting to call him Max now, how Joel was talking to Tommy
Yeah.
and basically they touched on it in the documentary as well. And did you see any parallels to the world of politics a little bit? I'm trying not to be too out there,
No,
but
yeah,
I'm
no,
gonna say it.
100%.
Do
Yeah.
you understand what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
like
completely, yeah.
the man is blaming all his insecurities and vulnerabilities on the fact that it's because of the women taking it from them rather than accepting, like they were saying, it's like, yeah, but people like Andrew Tate or Drake Zagan
Yeah.
are feeding on these boys' insecurities. They want them to remain insecure, otherwise they don't get any money from it, do they? They don't get any more
Yeah, that's
clicks
all it
if
is. Yeah.
you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I
reminded me a bit
would.
of the political world and, blaming the
Well,
wrong people for
indeed.
why you're hard done by.
Well,
I just kept
indeed.
seeing the parallels,
Oh,
yes.
you watch our comment section this week. It's going to be fun, isn't it? I would also venture that I bet there are some who do these sorts of videos who don't actually believe what they're saying, but they know that they're going to get money from it. I bet
Yeah,
that's.
or they exaggerate it.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
half believe it. Because to be fair, surely there's no amount of money that'd make you be able to spout those kinds of things and know that what you're saying,
Makes the world go
could
round,
be
though,
having
doesn't
the
it? Money.
effect. Well, yeah, no, fair.
You don't
Like, yeah,
know.
some people probably do, yeah.
So that's.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college. help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Our Newsnight episode done with. Let's talk about EastEnders, shall we? Fascinating stuff, though, on Thursday's episode. Yeah. It really, really was. And no more so, because the whole episode wasn't framed as being black or white. This is the thing. Yes, obviously, Joel is the one in the wrong. And by the time the end of Thursday's episode ends with the shocking climax that it did, I think we know that Joel is beyond redemption and God knows what's going to happen from this point onwards. Mm. But there is a topic that was brought up that we have discussed on this podcast a few times, that you've had an issue with for quite a while, which is the whole sort of men hitting women thing. And interesting this week...
Oh, women hitting men, do you mean?
That's the one, yeah. and interesting this week that, you know, framed within this week's episode, we had a woman slapping a man right at the start of the week when Kathy slapped Callum.
And yes, we did.
Two very, very separate stories. And I think actually that's almost an issue within soap, not even necessarily, you know, the structure of EastEnders. It's a soap thing that actually, when you've got these two different storylines going on, you know, now and again, they're going to sort of clash slightly. And that maybe was a thing with this, like that whole thing with Kathy slapping Callum, like within that particular story and within that particular character and the tone that that story was, you understood kind of where they're going with that. But then at the same time, you then have a conversation between Kat and Tommy, where Tommy's going, "You literally hit men all the time. What are you talking about?" And Kat's like, "Yeah, that's different."
Well, a bit, sort of like, she says a slap, though, isn't it? It's different.
Still hurts.
Well, Rob, this is what I've said to you before. I've said it many a time to you, Robert, about then, I don't agree with women hitting men on soaps and just being really like casual.
Yeah. But then,
and then it's ended up being used against them in this particular scenario.
This is the thing. It's not going to be something that stops now, though, within the soap, is it? They literally showed it this week, like I say. So it's...
Yeah, true.
It's not something that's... It's a good point to make, but I feel like it's not necessarily going to be proven by any soap's actions moving forward from this.
Yeah. Well, like you say, yeah, with the ill timing of the Kathy hitting Callum, yeah, clearly they didn't... Quite poor timing when you think of it like that, really, to have had that happen.
Didn't gel particularly well in that respect, but, you know, it's a perfectly valid point.
Or could you argue that that just shows that people believe that it's not as serious if a woman... I don't know, like...
No, they do. That's just the thing. It's like... It's totally a thing that it's not seen as serious because actually it's almost whimsical a lot of the time. Yeah. Like, you know, Kathy going up and slapping Callum, you know, it's a lot of it is sort of like, oh, yes, queen, Kathy doing her thing. And it's sort of like, well, actually, it kind of demonstrates the point of what Tommy was saying. Like, why is that okay? You know?
I just think, just don't hit anyone, everyone. Just get on.
Great. But, right. you know, lovely theory, but it sort of like became sort of very much the basis of where Tommy's coming from. Now, I mean, I feel like, you know, between the two of them, Tommy and Joel, there's two very different stories going on there. Tommy is reacting to Joel, what Joel's saying. I don't think that Tommy is particularly far into this world, no matter what he's coming out with. And actually, yeah, I feel like Kat and Alfie, as difficult as this is going to be to kind of pull Tommy back from where he is at the moment, it's doable. Whereas Joel is a million miles away from being pulled away from anything at this point.
Yeah, there's no redemption for Joel now. Absolutely none. But I thought, Kat, again, mum points for me. Saying, you know, Alfie said, I never want to have that conversation again. And she's like, well,
no, tough
shit, mate, because we're having it 100 times until...
Yeah. Every single day we're having this conversation. Yeah,
it's
totally right.
It's a massive thing, like child psychology, Rob. You know, you tell a kid, you can't do that. You know, say you're trying to teach them how to balance on something in park. That ends up being there in a voice. Kat's right. You have to keep.
Yeah.
Tommy's heard it so much from his mate that now you need to undo all that and keep his voice being, right, this is the discussion we need to have. No, you need to understand what we're saying. It's going to be a hard job from there, because Tommy is a bit further gone than I were expecting, to be honest. But
I mean,
Joel puts forward a good argument. I'm going to give it to him. I'm sorry.
I
I don't
said this
agree with
that
the
Joel's a
thing that he
bright lad.
says. Yeah, you're right, because I can see how Tommy bought into it from what
Yeah,
Joel was saying.
this is how
And he
easy it
does
is.
argue it quite well. It's absolutely wrong. Everything he's saying is horrendous, but he knows how to argue it. I'll
Yeah,
give him
this is what I
that.
mean. This is not just the difference between Tommy and Joel is that Tommy can sprout this stuff with absolute and very easily. I think you could probably destroy Tommy's argument because he hasn't got the what he would believe to be evidence behind what he's saying. He's
He's
just
not got
he's
references,
no
so to
he, he's
speak.
just parroting what Joel's told him. Whereas Joel, I am sure, has got an entire back catalogue of stuff that he could use to demonstrate what he believes is a
And
perfectly valid
statistics
argument. Yeah,
and
of course he could. Of course he could. And actually, the whole conversation that they were having about women hitting men actually is perfectly evident because Kat at one point you can see goes
Pot kettle,
which
yeah.
yeah this it's not a simple case of you are wrong in absolutely everything you say. That's the problem with this. It's actually there are elements of it that are perfectly evolved to become. You've kind of got a point there, and so that makes everything else around it a lot harder to remove from the initial positive points.
I think that they'd be daft if they ever showed Kat hitting a man again after that scene. I'm going to say
It's
that.
yeah, this is what I mean. It's kind of difficult from this point. It's perfectly right for a soap to tell this story, right? And this is a story that a soap should have started telling a long, long time ago. And I'm delighted it's EastEnders that are doing it because EastEnders is the soap that can do it to this level. And they do it very, very well. But yeah, moving forwards, it's sort of just like, are you going to remember everything you're saying in this storyline? Because actually, you're making some very valid points here, but are you going to go against them in the coming
Well, it's like you
months?
said, then we had Kathy hitting Callum at the start of the week, so clearly not.
So, Joel and Vicky's final scene was phenomenal, I would say. I think the pair of them are amazing together.
I just can't believe that it happened like that in a way. Like, it seemed so
It's been
brutal the way it
building up, though.
expected.
It's been
Yeah, it has been building
building
up.
up. Joel's been
I
wanting to do
mean,
that for weeks.
well, before you get to that, what about the stuff with Ross and everything? And before that, like, because Ross's reaction is always to be like punch, isn't it? Can you
But
argue that?
yeah, but I just Ross hasn't got it in him to do to be able to deal with it sensibly. He hasn't got a clue what he's doing, and this is, I think, is actually quite a yes. It's very easy to point fingers at Ross and say what a crap parent he is, but actually, in many ways, he's probably reflective of a lot of parents that are going through this at the moment, where they're sort of like. What do I do here? I haven't got a clue. I don't know whether to shout. I don't know whether to be nice. I don't know whether to pretend it's not happening. What the hell do I do? Like, how do you deal
But
with it?
I was thinking that though, when they were all at the start of the episode, like in the square and all the parents, at that point, especially if I were Vicky, but I also understand her position. But at that point, I think you just have to be accountable parents and go, do you know what? We're in too deep with this, and even we don't know what to do. Tell us what to do. We do not condone any of it, and I'm not defending them anymore. But we need help, and we just don't know where to get it from. But instead, they're still defending him. But on the flip side, I actually understand that as well. Like, I get why you'd be defending your kid publicly, even though, like I said, like with Vicky, she knows behind closed doors, she's the one screaming at him the most about how wrong everything is. But publicly, she feels like she's not even defending Joel, she's defending Ross, isn't she,
Oh
really?
yeah, because Joel hasn't got any respect for Ross whatsoever. Demonstrated this week by the row that they had. Like even when Ross started, like, getting really aggressive with him, it's
Square
too
up to
late by
him.
this point. A few weeks back, that might have had an effect. Because we saw Ross getting really angry with Joel and saying some hard truths to him, and Joel kind of dissolved into tears because of it. Now he's realised that it's actually very easy to walk over Ross. Like, Ross will calm down from this. Ross will be fine after a bit. Yeah, let him have his little moment.
He'll give
But
me a beer and a chat later, and it'll all be forgotten.
And so by the time that Ross has done that, Joel's given him all this, and then it sort of evolved into the scene between Joel and Vicky, which. Was shocking, but it needed to be shocking. Yeah, I saw some people online say it was too much before 9 p.m. No, it wasn't. All right. And do you know what? Actually, harsh reality, that's if you really think that that's too much, you want to see what's going on in you see what well, you want to see what's going on in the real world. And honestly, I am almost, it sounds weird to say, but I'm actually relieved that that's all that happened because I genuinely thought that this was gonna, I thought that John was gonna rape her.
Yeah, so did I. I was actually shocked that that didn't happen, but I'm kind of glad.
Because actually a lot of Joel's control has been sexual, hasn't it? Like, you know, the stuff with Ivani, clearly the video with Amy was supposed to be kind of sexual control, sexual domination. So I'm actually relieved for Vicky that that's not where that ended up. I know she's currently battered, bruised and nearly dead on the floor. But
in a way, I think that shows his opinion of Vicky, though, because he just kept referring to her as low value.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would kind of like he wouldn't stoop to that for Vicky. But if it was...
beneath him.
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas if it was a female that he deems as, you know, attractive, then maybe he wouldn't think twice about crossing that line. But because of how he sees Vicky, it's like, because she's there in his face telling him how strong she is. And that's when he's like, let's see how strong you are, and hits her. It's like he's proving that kind of point. It's not like she's... it's not like she's saying to him, I could defend myself against you sexually attacking me. It's like, that's not her argument, is it, sir?
No. He's filmed that.
Yeah. He's going to go to jail, right? I feel like the Joel thing needs to be done now, because it's like...
you feel this is the climax?
Yeah, he's filmed it on his phone. So he's dropped himself. I mean, he's not that fucking clever. Oh, sorry. He's not that intelligent. He's filmed it on his telephone.
Yeah, on his telephone. On his telephone. Who calls it a telephone, Grandma?
But yeah, so I feel like he's dropped himself in it. He's got evidence there. But is Vicky going to press charges? Surely she is after this, right?
You think, but honestly, there's a side of me that sort of is can see Ross sort of going, let's just hold our horses a minute here. I don't know.
Surely.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Vicky, he did physically intimidate her a few weeks ago, and it seems like she didn't tell Ross then.
No,
so would she be convinced to not go? No, I feel like she would now. And Sharon's
she would
there as well.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a turning point for this storyline. Mm. This isn't a case of, like, you know, something big's happened, but things are then going to continue the way they are. This is definitely taking this storyline into a different direction. But it's what that new direction will be. It's sort of like, is this the worst we're going to see, Joel? Or is it going to get even worse from here? Like, yeah, physical violence is one thing, but I still don't believe that sexual violence is beyond Joel's remit.
No, not at all. I mean, Amy would be a target, I dare say.
Oh, he's got lots of targets on the square at the minute, I think, hasn't he?
I guess we'll know by next week. It all depends on whether Vicky goes to the police or not.
And what will Tommy's reaction to this be?
I think Tommy will see that it's too far with Vicky. Surely that's going to be his turning point.
You'd
right?
hope so. But then, you know, he's kind of stuck by Joel throughout a lot of kind of quite convincing evidence that Joel is not a good friend to have in his life.
Yeah, but when Joel was trying to tell Tommy, you need to have my back, his argument about what he did to Amy was it was self-defence. There's no way you can argue that in this situation, in this scenario.
No.
There was no self-defence involved. You attacked Vicky. Mm. So I think even Tommy will be able to see. I mean, given Tommy's history there with Kat, but don't get me wrong, what Tommy did to Kat was bad, but it was never this extreme.
Yeah. No.
I mean, he's booted her once she's down on the floor and filming her, and
yeah, it's a different level.
Yeah, I kind of hope this is the end of it, but that we'll still have a lot more important discussions around the square like we've had this week, because I've really enjoyed that element of it and seeing different characters' reactions.
100%, and sort of like an education for the people that were saying, is this as bad as it really seems? I don't know about that. Possibly. I mean, I thought you were doing that to me there. I was going to be like, that's purely patronising, isn't it? That's purely like, that's like you do to a child, but in terms of like you're doing it with genders, basically, as well, aren't you? Like, sort of like, shush, woman, shush, settle down, calm down, love, calm down. Yeah, so that's what that is. And it's just, I have to praise this storyline to the hilt. I think it's one of the best storylines in terms of importance for years and years and years, because it's really, really so, so relevant and important at the moment.
Very.
It really is.
I feel like I've actually, I don't know, maybe it's from the documentary afterwards, but I feel like I've actually learned a few tips as a parent, which is great.
Have you? So I was interested to sort of hear it from your perspective as a parent. Obviously, something like this is terrifying. Like, your daughter's a while from being away at this age, but it's sort of like, happens
she
next?
She started preschool, so she's like at nursery at the school she'll be going to. So we have an app these days. my daughter's school. It's a bit like Facebook, but for the school.
It's
And there's
funny you have an app
already
these days as well, don't you?
there's already these like notific like things going out about safeguarding your child online. So it's actually
Already.
I'm not that far
Oh,
away from it. Obviously, I don't let her go on the
Christ.
internet on her, that kind of
Yeah.
thing. But the thing I learned from the documentary particularly was the girl on it. Sorry, I've forgotten her name. I remember her mum's name
Roxy.
was Gay something. Yeah, Roxy. How did I forget that? And her mum at the end was talking to Diane Parrish, and she was saying how she taught a kid about, when you go to parties, be safe around drugs and
Yeah.
alcohol and all that. But she didn't teach her about the safeties of the online world. And I'm like, oh my God, that's such a good way of like phrasing it and saying it. And I don't know, I just thought that was. It stuck in my head that, right, not only do I need to have these chats about drugs and alcohol and sex and all that, you need to have chats about what is okay and.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What's not okay online, and the fact that, like Amy said, oh, I've seen all these videos before, not out of choice, but people just show it to your kid. If I'm honest, Rob, I think I just need to homeschool. That is what I've
Yeah,
deduced from all of
safest way to
this.
deal with it. Yeah,
Homeschooling
just
is
don't let
the
your kid leave the house ever. That's absolutely
no,
fine. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
much easier. Next week, where do we think we're going to be? I mean, I feel like Vicky's going to get discovered. Joel appears to have just sort of done a runner at the moment. I mean,
He's
what?
honestly so despicable, that guy.
He's
Just like
awful. Yeah.
hate him so
Yeah,
much.
but I feel like Max Murray is putting in an award-winning
Oh
performance in
my,
this.
he's
He's
incredible.
amazing. He really,
Yeah,
really is.
I hate Joel so much that yeah,
It's
Max
just the way
Murray's
that he
great.
speaks as well. The way that he talks to people is just like you want to reach through the screen and punch him.
Yeah, he's so condescending. He's
Yeah.
just he's great. You
He's
gotta
so
give
good.
him
He's
credit.
so good.
I just like I say, there's no way they can't not go to the police because surely. Whoever discovers Vicky, is it going to be Ross or is it going to be Sharon? I'm not entirely
Or
sure.
both. Yeah,
Or
yeah.
both, yeah. They're going to ring an ambulance. Surely then they have to go, right, who attacked you? This is like really serious. I feel like it is going to the police now, though. I feel like this is it with this.
I can, yeah, just because it's a soap, I can see them sort of dragging it out a little bit.
You reckon it's going to carry on?
I wouldn't be
What is they're not going to
surprised.
go to what Vicky's not going to press charges?
I can honestly just see Ross sort of persuading her not to. Okay, I
But
just
maybe
can.
she'll split up with Ross or
I mean,
something,
you would,
maybe.
wouldn't you? Like, no matter how
Yeah,
much
I'm
you love
sorry, I
your.
wouldn't be putting up with that.
No, I'd have
I
been
love you, but
long
your
gone.
kid, oh my
Yeah.
God,
I'd have
bye.
been long gone by
Yeah.
now. I really, really would. Like, there's no universe that would keep me there. No matter how good Ross is in bed, I would not be staying there.
You, but it is a valid point though, because like I'd kind of be judging his parenting as myself as like as a partner, even though I know that you can argue
Yeah.
that what else could he have done, but also not enough. I'm
Well, it was
sorry.
interesting. Vicky actually tried to chuck him. What really kind of pushed Joel, I think, towards like where it ended up was Joel. Vicky tried to chuck him out, didn't she? She's like, "Oh, don't. I want you gone. I want you out of here."
Yeah,
So,
you can go and live with your mum.
yeah.
Oh, do you think that's what it'll just be then? That they
Are we
just
going to meet
won't.
this mum?
I don't know, they mentioned her a lot for us
It's
to not
weird.
meet
It's really
her.
weird that Zoe seems to be getting married and we haven't seen that. Isn't it? I feel like we're going to have to meet this woman at some point because she's actually a
Yeah.
very important character in this storyline in a lot of ways.
Well, do you feel like what Ross has been saying is the total truth about what happened between him and Claire? And maybe we're supposed to think that more happened there and that's what Joel witnessed. And do you know what I mean?
No, I
Did
don't
something
think
else
so. I
happen?
feel
You
no,
don't?
I don't get that vibe. I feel like this is, and actually, I don't think it would be necessarily be the right way to do it because I feel like.
No,
This needs to be
yeah,
all on
fair.
Joel, to be fair. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think we've
And
got
what he's
enough
seen
on
online
Ross.
as well.
Yeah, I think we've got enough on Ross just being a bit useless in this
Yeah.
situation in terms
Yeah,
of
fair.
rather than it being Ross's actions that have literally sort of pushed Joel towards this direction. I feel like they need, Joel needs to have the responsibility upon his own shoulders to say that, yeah, this his mum cheat his mum sort of ran off and made me sort of question my view on women as a whole, and this has been my response to that.
Yeah, fair. No, yeah, fair enough. I agree. It might not achieve much. I don't know, though. I still feel like there is a bit more to this Cleo situation. I'm just not
Well,
entirely sure what it
if
is.
we meet her, we'll find out. I feel like we do need to meet her because actually she's a really important character within this storyline.
Is she going
So
to come back and be really defensive of Joel and actually be the only one that ends up fighting his corner? Even Ross is going to wash his hands of him
or maybe
after
that
the
will be
Vicky
the end of it. Like
situation.
this Cleo will come back and sort of like repair her relationship with Joel, and that will sort of magically sort of alter Joel's thinking a little bit. I don't
Now,
know.
there's no redemption for
You know, I'm
Joel.
not saying redeem him so much, but I feel like, you know, Joel needs to go to prison. There's no two ways about that. But I feel like maybe his final scenes might be a conversation between him and his mum.
You're right.
Just before
Yeah. I
he
know what you're
goes. Like
saying.
maybe in the trial she'll turn up or something.
And then, I don't know, I just. Even if they had some kind of closure on it, I feel like with the fact that Joel is so far gone, there's nothing that she could say that would make him
No.
go, oh, yeah, actually, I respect women now because I've had this
No.
closure with my mum. No, I
But I
think it's
feel like
just.
that, yeah, I don't necessarily think she'll come and like it. It'll just be, you know, everything. Oh, sorry, I was wrong. I do apologize. I do. Yeah, sorry, everybody. Sorry about that. God, what was I
Well,
thinking? But I feel like a conversation needs to be had between the two of them
yeah,
to sort of give us
definitely.
closure on the storyline, to sort of put a
Yeah,
nice little
okay, fair
ribbon on
enough.
everything before it finishes. But yeah, phenomenal stuff with this storyline this week. Really, 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 really strong. Gold star this week, Ray.
Giving it to Joe.
Yeah, fair. Fair, fully fair.
Not because I'm condoning what he did, but because
I'm glad
it's
you gave
Max
it to
Murray,
Joel
to
and
be
not me.
honest. And it's Max Murray, really, it's going
Yeah,
to bring to
he's just
Joe.
fantastic. I think I might give mine to Vicky again, to be honest.
Honestly, fair.
Because the pair
Oh,
of them were
God.
great.
Is it, do you know what's bad, right?
What's
It's
bad?
affected me so much that I am sat here worrying about Vicky being on the floor of that kitchen still.
I know, and you
Like,
selfish.
genuinely, I'm like,
And us
what's gonna
selfishly
happen?
going
Who's
away
found
next
her?
week. Us selfishly going away next week, honestly.
I know it was daft that, but
Sorry,
what can be
folks.
done?
But I think she's going to be fine. I also do want to say a fantastic script by Kevin Rundle on Thursday as well. Like,
Oh,
really, really
amazing.
good.
Really,
Yeah.
really good.
Really strong episode on Thursday. Like, well done to everybody involved in that. Really, really good. Right, before we end the podcast, let's finish as usual with some comments from you.
So we've got a DM here from Lizzie who says, oh my God, this Thursday, wow, I'm shook. So amazing. Absolutely hate Joel. What an incredible actor. Rob, when you first mentioned this storyline about the Manosphere, I had no idea what you were on about, but my God, how my eyes are open. I'm a mum of two boys, a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old boy, and holy poop, are my eyes wide open. And it's really made me think about when they get older, how important it is for us to not only talk to them about this cruel world, both reality and virtually, and to really do my research into not only learning the new language, because oh my God, I had to Google Translate so many words, but really how exposed they will be to these things and how important it is to talk to teach them right from wrong, and also to be open to learn about their world. And no matter how bad they can always come to me, and I'll do my best to understand and help them navigate through both worlds. And then she goes on to say, all that said, I'm loving the direction Ben Wadey is taking EastEnders. I look forward to it every week. But most importantly, I really look forward to listening to you guys and nodding along. My partner always thinks I'm on the phone when I have you guys in my ears because I'm always chatting away, agreeing with everything. Really looking forward in particular this week to the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. Thank you
Great
very,
message all
very
around there,
much. Yes,
Lizzie.
fabulous. Yeah, I mean, the whole point of a storyline like this is to sort of start discussions. And I fully believe that there will be people that are watching at home who had no idea really that all of this was going on to the extent that it is.
Yeah, agreed.
You know,
Just like
things
Lizzie,
like,
yeah.
yeah, like, you
Bringing
know,
awareness
phrases.
to what to keep an eye out for as a parent.
You know, phrases like manosphere and incel and all these kind of things, they're still fairly new.
I'd
So.
never heard of Manosphere until EastEnders. I'd not heard
Yeah.
that actual set of the. I knew obviously about what it covers, but I didn't
Yeah.
realise that's that there was a, like that name for it.
Honestly, if you haven't watched it yet, and you can, on iPlayer, EastEnders investigates the Manosphere. Have a look. It's very, very, very good.
Is really good.
And it's just such an important topic to discuss, like I've said. I'm so glad it's EastEnders doing this one because they are allowed, I think they've earned the right to get that little bit grittier with this sort of thing, and they can show just how bad it can get, which I feel like is the whole point of Joel as a character. I think it's about showing just how bad this can actually go.
Well, talking of which, do you know I do hope that the kind of can cover is. How do you prevent it from getting that bad? Or at what point is it that you intervene, and what are the steps to take to intervene? Because I feel like Nonna is still really new.
No, I mean,
Like, where could they have got involved and it would actually have an effect? With Tommy, it's quite clear. So is that what it is? It has to be that early on that you need to be aware. Is that what the lesson's going to be?
I mean, I feel like, Tommy is going to be the character that's used for that. Because there certainly is a sort of point of like, if you're going to do this story, then you also need to tell us how to stop this from happening. Yeah, 100%. So yeah, it's just very, 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 very good, very, very strong stuff, and everybody involved is doing brilliantly. It really, really is. Catriona Kenny says, "Amazing. The discussions between all the characters were so important. Left me feeling sad, shocked, and uncomfortable. But we need to feel that way so that things might change." I mean, that discussion that was going on between the likes of Priya and Sharon and stuff, when they were so, when they were sat there going, "It has all gone a bit woke." Woke, I mean, is just that most annoying phrase that's ever come out of the English language. All it basically is a term that's used to shield people from the responsibilities of their own bigotry. So
Agreed.
it's in, but it also
Or to,
means, go on.
I was just gonna say, or it's to like belittle people who want to set their own boundaries because one person's boundary might be different to yours, and that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Like, I might be able to call you, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a word that's not too
Go on
swearing.
then. Go on then.
All right, I might be able to call you a dickhead, but someone else I know might not take that as nicely, and that's fine. And I will not call that person it, but I know that you can take it. Because if the cat fits, Rob.
Actually, I'm really offended, and this is the last time you're going to see Rhi on the podcast. So there you go. But no, I mean,
Right.
it's a perfectly, there is an element though where you can sort of see where those characters are coming from, because actually, generationally, stuff that it's a simple fact that stuff that used to happen wasn't as much of an issue as it was as it is today. It's just sort of it, that's just a fact, and people, I think, sometimes struggle with that. I think they, well, it wasn't an issue for me, so why is it an issue for you? It's sort of it does kind of prevent it, cause its own problems.
But they don't understand as well that actually all those little things, like what Sharon was saying, was I don't mind people wolf whistling at me. Those little things added up end up becoming the manosphere sometimes as well. That is what they all eventually can lead to. All those little things that they think are okay. I mean, Joel were doing it, weren't he, when he was on the building site not that long ago with Ross, and all the men were doing it, weren't they? That's just another thing that added to what's gone on with all this. So it's about what's right and wrong, and making sure that you don't let certain things slip that could end up developing into something bigger.
Alessio Veracchia, sorry if I've said that wrong, has said, "Great standalone episode, which can be easily shown and discussed in schools. I feel like both sides made good arguments, and the line of right and wrong was blurred in part, which is the whole point. Did feel a bit weird having Callum and Johnny speaking about how they're going to deal with these issues with Lexi." I mean, no, because that's, but it's important, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't feel like Johnny's and Callum are still going to be a thing by the time they get to discussing this point with thing
Oh, I
with
see what
Lexi.
they're saying. I just thought they meant, oh, what? Why were they randomly there? But you mean it's a bit early for Johnny to be discussing parenting stuff about Lexi? They
Possibly, yes. I mean, I
were
don't
just
believe.
there to fill the 13-year-old parent gap, I feel.
But then
Like,
Lexi is at the age where this conversation needs to be happening, and maybe
a
probably
hundred
yes,
percent.
and maybe probably yesterday is what they're saying, isn't it? So
Which is what
it's.
Julie said. Love Julie now, Rob.
Thank
All
you.
right,
Julie
love
so
her.
works in this role, right? Doesn't she?
Yeah, she
Like,
really does. Yeah.
this is going to be Julie post Nigel, I think, as well. I hope. I
I'm
really
here for
hope.
it now. Look at how much I switched that one week and everything
See?
changed.
You
But yeah,
see? You
it was
see?
really good. And she was right though, because they said, oh, thank God we don't have to talk to Lexi about this. She's like, girl,
No,
yeah, you
you
like you
totally
said, yeah,
do.
yesterday actually. Yeah, she's probably seen stuff for all you know already.
And how powerful was that line as well? Sort of stop talking about your kids and start talking to them, or whatever the line. You know what I mean? You know the line I mean,
Yes,
don't you? Like
I do, yeah.
that was really, really strong as
Yeah,
well.
because then they
Like.
started arguing about Ricky and whether, well, look at Ricky, he got Lily pregnant and all of that jazz. And then they were all throwing stones, weren't they? Which is when she said, you need to stop talking about them and you need to talk to them. And it did feel like it clicked, like Jack went home and tried to have a chat with Ricky and he said the word neek. Like Lizzie B just said, I had to Google that. Do you know what it means, Rob?
No, of course I don't know what it means. What does it
They've now combined nerd and geek
Oh, that makes sense.
into
That makes
neek,
sense. I love it
and
when
it
there's a
means
logic
kind of
to it.
lame, just means kind of
Okay.
lame, I think.
Why
Yeah,
didn't that
neek.
see that? Why isn't that word been a thing? I feel like that's the sort of thing we should have done when
Yeah, it's
we were
quite a good
younger.
word, but
It's quite a good
I think
word.
it's But I think it's
Unique.
used more. I think it's used where, you know, when you were growing up, did people used to, if you were clever, they'd call you a boffin and it'd be quite
Yes.
like a bad word.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like neek's like that, like
Goffin.
boffin.
Goffin. Geek and a boffin. So I've just done my
Yeah.
own version. There you
Yeah.
go. That'll be in the kids' minute.
But
I tell you
like a
what.
negative way of
You know
calling
the
you clever, weren't
Oh
it?
yeah. The thing is though, you know the way that kids' lingo goes these days. I bet Neek's completely outdated now.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
That's
The
probably
writers.
neek
Yeah,
in
probably about 5 years
themselves.
ago they might have said that, but now the kids are
Yeah.
like, what does that mean? That's not even a word that people
Yeah.
use anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really, really, really strong stuff with all of that storyline this week. Well done to everyone involved. Make sure you watch the documentary because it's very, very good.
Very good.
If you would like to get in touch with us, please send us all your comments for next week's episodes, which we will read out at the start of the following episode. And if you'd like to do that, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
We will be seeing you not next week, but the week after. We will miss you. We will be here though, and we are
Sorry.
very, very sorry that we're not going to be here.
Sorry.
Sometimes life gets in the way. Damn you, life. Sorry about
Damn
that.
life.
God, life. It's such a neat life. See, that works, doesn't it? Does that
I think so.
work?
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe we use it
Until,
wrong.
yeah, probably. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye for me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.